T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're joined right now, as we often are on Tuesdays at 3, by Steelers linebacker Avery Williamson. And we've established a rapport with Avery over the last couple of months. I like to consider us friends. We like this guy a lot. Avery, let me start by saying...
Those are nice words.
Thank you. Let me start by saying... I mean it. Let me start by saying I think you're a total pro and a class act, for starters. You come on with us after that game. Can't be easy. And you've conducted yourself very nicely in your brief time with the Steelers. On your behalf, I am going to say the following. I think you got screwed on Sunday night. I am still trying to figure out why you didn't play more. And I am hoping that even, you know, maybe emotion still running hot, you can explain to us and Steelers fans who watch the coaches show you nothing but love over the last month. They loved the way you came on and the way you fit into the Steelers' defense. We're trying to figure out why you didn't play more in that game.
I feel like they had a game plan they wanted to stick with, and I feel like it's a comfort level, man. With Rob and Vince, you know. They've been doing it for a while and know the system very well. So, you know, they had a plan, and they felt like that was the best situation, you know, to go with. So I knew that going into the weekend. You know, I was, it's tough not to play, but, you know, I wanted the best thing for the team. So, I just support those guys as much as possible.
Has that had any impact? You said you knew it was going to be that way going into the game. Has that had any impact for you, Avery, on how you feel about your time here with the Steelers this year so far?
Nah, man. It didn't have any effect on it, honestly, man. I wish I could have done more, it was a beautiful time, I was definitely just blessed to be able to be a part of this season with the guys. And you know, even though it was only for 9 games, you know, it still was super special. And, I just hit the ground running as soon as I got here and tried to, make it as much of an impact as possible. And, it's a great organization. And, I'm just thrilled that they even, thought enough of me to even trade for me. So, I just blessed with the opportunity, man. Had the chance to get back to the playoffs. I hate it, ended the way that it did. But, just kind of how things work sometimes. But, I'm excited, man. Just to even get opportunity to play with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Avery, I want to go back to what you said about how the plan you knew going into the game that you were probably going to be in more of a reserve role than a starter's role. That being said, once the game started to get out of hand, if I'm you, I'm thinking maybe I get into this game as a spark, as a change of pace. I get what the team thought Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But how about once the game starts to unfold? I mean, you had to be standing there on the sideline, champing at the bit, dying to get into the game, no?
Yeah, definitely was.
Were you going to coaches and say, yo, put me in the game. I can make a difference here.
I was, man, anxious to get in, hoping I could do something, when I got a chance to get in there. I tried to make something happen, as much as possible. Wasn't able to really, get much done. But, I definitely, chomping at the bit to get in,
Yep.
Avery, what was your emotions watching the way that game started? 28-0, and then starting to claw back into it. Can you just take us through what it was like to be on the sideline as things kind of went up and down there for a while? And it started mostly down and obviously ended that way.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely kind of, I was definitely in a state of shock because, you know, we had a great practice, man. Had a great practice, you know.
They didn't have any practices. You had great ones. They were sitting at home.
Mayfield was getting introduced to one of his linemen, I guess, in the locker room before the game.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I was in shock, you know. Just really didn't expect, you know, the game to start like that, you know, unfold, you know, how it did. And, man, you know, I'm sitting there looking at the scoreboard, and next thing I know, it's 28-0, I think, first or maybe going into the second quarter.
Yep.
You know, I'm just kind of in shock. I'm like, wow, like, we really dug ourselves in the hole. But I was like, man, you know, I feel like we got a chance to come back. We started kind of calling back in that second half, and I thought we might have a shot, but, you know, it just kind of just still, you know, we just had, you know, different errors, you know, all over the field, and you couldn't recover. But, yeah, man, I definitely was in shock, you know, just didn't expect it to unfold like that.
Avery Williamson with us here on 93.7 The Fan. He was the forgotten man, I thought, on Sunday night. I believe should have played more. So one thing that we've seen a lot of in just the way the game has been sliced and diced since Sunday night, Avery, was the situations where your position inside linebacker got matched up against wide receivers in coverage. Jarvis Landry a few times on Spillane, Vince Williams. That's your position. That's your bread and butter. Give us the X's and O's answer on how something like that happened repeatedly in Sunday's game.
Well, that's just it's just a game plan matchup. I mean, you can end up on anybody. That's just kind of how it rolls. And, you know, they're smart coaches over there, so they're trying to, you know, offense are already trying to find a matchup situation. So, you know, I've been in the games where I'm on a receiver or something like that. But you just got to play the best technique as possible.
So explain to us, though, how you can't switch a corner over there to play a guy like Landry in that situation. Avery?
It's hard to do that at times. I mean, to go from, like, covering a number three to going to covering, you know, number two, you know, it kind of gets people out of position. And, it's possible, but, you know, sometimes, like, in the heat of the moment, you know, when they're up-tempo or doing things like that, you know, it's hard to adjust, and you're just trying to, you got to make the play.
And now, Avery.
Oh, we got Arthur back. Go ahead, Arthur.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know what happened right there. Shout out to the technology. But, Avery, what I wanted to ask was this. In that decision-making process, when they had the conversation with you, letting you know that Spillane was going to get the nod, did they let you know that you weren't going to see the field at all, or was it you were going to be a part of a rotation? What was that conversation like?
It really wasn't much of a conversation. I just knew that, you know, he was going to be starting, and, I just handled it, you know, professionally and just, made sure I was prepared as well as possible. And, you know, just to make sure that, you know, whenever they put me in the game that I was, you know, doing my job. They wanted to go, you know, with their guys, and, man, you know, it's just a business, man. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they want to win. They want to win as bad as we do.
But, Avery, when you say you started by saying one of the reasons why is because a guy like Spillane has been here for a little while longer than you and knows the defense inside and out. I mean, just knowing you now, as getting to know you, I felt like you knew the defense inside and out by the end of the year.
I mean, yeah, I've definitely learned a lot of it, man. But sometimes it's just different things that can kind of, you know, you can kind of stumble over, you know, out there during that process of getting the play set up and stuff. It's tough to come in and learn everything, every detail, you know, of a defense, you know, mid-season.
Now, Avery, I know it's a bit.
No, you got it, Arthur. Take it.
Oh, my bad. Now, what I was going to ask was, Avery, obviously, since, you know, this all season is going to be some big decisions being made and things like that, have you had any conversations with Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert about your future here in Pittsburgh?
No, I haven't. That's just going to be a process over the next, you know, a couple months and to see what's going to happen. It's a lot of guys that, you know, are in the same situation, so it's definitely going to be a lot of moving and shaking. So Just going to have to be patient and just kind of just wait and see what happens.
Avery Williamson with us here on 93.7 The Fan. You say that, Avery, but, you know, how do you view yourself? You know, like, just hearing you in this interview, it sounds like what happened, you going into a reserve role on Sunday, didn't burn bridges with the Steelers. But at the same time, if I were you, I would think, okay, they think of me as a backup. And you might not think of yourself as a backup. You're not getting paid like a backup. You weren't a backup in Tennessee or New York. So at this point in your career, what do you think you are, Avery?
I mean, 100%. No, I'm definitely a starter. You know, could start on, you know, a number of teams. So I'm excited, you know, for this process to see, you know, what happens with my situation. But I'm definitely, you know, going and ready to play, man. Ready to play full time, and I'm excited about that. You know, I still feel like I got a lot to offer. Man, I feel like my skill set right now, even just coming off my injury, I feel like I played good for just coming off, you know, my ACL from last year. 2019, and I just feel like I'm really, you know, getting in that mode now where I'm playing some really good ball, and you know, going to year eight. So I mean, I'm super excited, man. I feel like I still got some years left on the clock, man. So I'm just excited to continue to play ball.
We're talking to Avery Williamson here on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Avery, how about Bud Dupree? I'd ask him this question, but he didn't agree to do an interview with us this year like you did. This idea that because he's coming off an ACL injury, the Steelers are going to get a sweetheart discount deal from him. What do you know? You think he's really going to take less money to stay in Pittsburgh for 1 year?
I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with that, man, but all I can say is that Bud is definitely healing up fast. And I know that he's going to be ready to go this year. Man, he's definitely been attacking the rehab process. And, I mean, the dude he's doing a phenomenal job. And, I mean, wherever he's at, man, I know he's going to be going 100 miles per hour, man, and making plays. So, the ACL is not going to stop Bud Dupree. I see that.
Avery, you mentioned just there Dupree's knee. And you said you feel like you've got some years left in you, obviously. Do you feel like next year is the year where it's going to be full trust in that knee? Like, that's almost a year you expect, even though a year older, to be a year better for you because there's no knee injury and kind of your immediate, you know, the back of your mind at that point?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I didn't think about it. I wasn't thinking about it at all, you know, probably after, I would probably say maybe like week 10. Week 12 or so, I mean, it'll be no doubt in my mind, no hesitation. I mean, it wasn't any hesitation this year once I got rolling, but I mean, just to be get a full season, you know, under my belt with, you know, after my surgery and, you know, the muscles and everything being able to adjust, I feel like that was huge. So next year, well, this season, man, I feel like I'll definitely be even a step faster.
Mm. Okay.
And now, Avery, now that the season is over, and obviously you're going to take some more time to look back on your performances, things like that, but just knee-jerk reaction from you. What was the one thing that you were most impressed with that you did on the field here in Pittsburgh, and one thing that you, you know, walk away saying, hey, I need to improve on that a little bit more this offseason?
I would probably say I'm trying to think. I did everything perfect. No, I was playing. Nah, man, I would say something that I was impressed with this year. Man, I feel like coverage on tight ends, I feel like I got a lot better at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that was something that I was really impressed with. I mean, I've been playing the run my whole career and gotten really good at that. But I feel like coverage on tight ends was something that, you know, I was really just wanting to improve on. And I feel like that's something that I just wanted to show people across the league that I'm not just a one-dimensional player. And I mean, something that I want to continue to work on, just I would say just pass coverage, just continue to work on that. I mean, that's technique. It's just always room to improve and just kind of getting little nuggets each year.
Avery, one of the things, and I'm not asking this because things went wrong defensively in the last game. Like, we know Stefanski usually calls the offensive plays for Cleveland. Who does the majority of the play calling on defense for you guys for this team? Was it Keith Butler? Was it Mike Tomlin? Is it a mix? How does that work? Since you're a guy, I think you had the green dot on your helmet a couple times this year, correct?
Yeah. It was Coach Butts. He was calling the plays. Majority of the time.
You'd hear that southern twang, you'd say, run this dadgum in the headset.
yeah, get him in a dadgum here. We're going to a dadgum dime.
Yeah, I was kind of, I had to get on the field. There was the Redskins game when Spillane went down. Mm-hmm. And the first time he made a call, he called signaled into me. I had to tell him to repeat it because I think I had Vince. I asked Vince, like, I don't know what he said. I just really couldn't understand him, so he had to repeat the call.
Can Tomlin even communicate to you with the green dot on? Can you hear his voice at all? Is that allowed?
It just depends. Yeah, anybody can talk on the microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody can talk on the microphone.
So you can get that.
Yeah.
What did you learn, if anything, from the way the Browns reacted to beating you with the Browns is the Browns jokes and, you know, rubbing it back in Juju's face afterwards? What did Avery Williamson out the door make of that whole thing? What did you learn from that, if anything?
I know from my experience in the league, you never can speak too soon. Anybody can be beaten. And, honestly, I haven't even paid attention to what the Browns have been saying or anything, just not even looking at all that stuff, trying to stay off. Yep. But it's just a part of the game, I've been in situations where, you're not the underdog and you play like the underdog. So you got to just always be ready because each team, man, has...
That doesn't seem like something you do. You don't strike me as a guy that would go out to the logo before the game or trash talk the other team. Why is that? Why don't you do that?
I trash talk and stuff, But
not with us. You don't come on this show and say, oh, the Browns are sorry. We're going to beat them by 3 touchdowns. You don't play that game, Avery. Why?
Nah, man. I've never been like that. Just trying to make sure I just always respect my opponent and I just, show them on the field.
Do you think it makes guys play better against you? Like, have you seen examples of a guy or a team played better than you thought they were capable of because there had been some bulletin board material? Maybe you guys were the ones getting motivated by it at some point in the past?
I know for a fact, I remember my third year in Tennessee, we were coming off a huge win in Kansas City, and we had to play the Jaguars, and everything maybe won like maybe one game.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of floated down there thinking we was going, go and just handle business and, end up getting beat bad. So that knocked us out of the playoffs and, just kind of, just go to the show, you can't go into any situation lightly. So you got to make sure that you're always locked in because, at the end of the day, everybody's a professional out there. Everybody's an NFL player.
Give us a percentage chance you're back with the Steelers next year, Avery. What do you think?
Top man, I honestly don't know. I wish I could see you man.
You think it's 50-50?
I have no idea what's going to happen. My guess is as good as yours,
You think it's closer to 100 or 0? Okay. I tried.
That'll tell us a lot.
All right.
If the percentage chance of you coming back was your jersey number, is it higher or lower than that? We'll try.
No, he knows better.
He's smart.
Avery, if you resign, will you do the show with us again next year?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course, 100%. 100%, man.
All right. We'll want to get that in writing.
Hey,
Avery, you handled yourself like a pro. Did you ever get around to trying a Permane sandwich or no?
I didn't. I did not, man. I got to get one before I leave.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody about that literally the other day.
Okay.
And did not try it yet, man. I got to get one before I leave.
Definitely. All right, Avery, good luck with everything. Enjoy your offseason. It came too soon. You were a pro on this show, and maybe we'll be back doing it again next year, okay?
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, man. I appreciate y'all having me on this year.
There you go. Avery Williamson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.